This is not just another How to Grow a Business podcast. Whether you're on the brink of entrepreneurship or a changemaker on the journey, it's time to turn your aspirations into real-life success. This is Startup 3. Ever wonder why some businesses thrive while others struggle? It's not merely about the money, the market, or the business model. It's about the mindset of the founder. The most successful entrepreneurs possess insights that others simply overlook. In fact, a lot of entrepreneurs who have this knowledge, they just keep it to themselves. But today, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to unravel the mental strategies of the most effective CEOs. We'll talk about what they do differently and discuss why the way you use your brain can be so pivotal in determining your business's fate. We're going to explore how to tap into that knowledge that has propelled successful business leaders to the top. So get ready to transform your approach and align your mindset, because I have six secrets that I'm going to share with you. And make sure that you watch until the end, because number six, while I still haven't figured out exactly why it works, it does seem to work. It's incredibly intriguing, and I'm going to share it with you. Now, if you're new to my channel, this is Startup 3, your go-to guide for business tips and entrepreneurial advice during your first 3 years in business. I'm Gary Smith. I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I'm a business and marketing adjunct professor. I teach in the Graduate School of Business. And like you, I'm an entrepreneur. It's on this channel here that I teach action steps and strategies designed to help you launch, grow, and thrive during those first few years of your business. Now, let's get started by talking about secret number one, which is intuition. Because in the realm of entrepreneurship, intuition plays a crucial but often underappreciated role in the decision-making process. It can serve as your invisible guide, offering insights that may not always be apparent through rational analysis alone. Now, successful entrepreneurs often cite their gut feeling, which is just another term for intuition, as an essential tool in their decision-making process, especially when faced with complex situations where data and logic provide, well, conflicting signals. Intuition, in essence, is a technology of sorts that we have available to us because it's the subconscious mind's way of drawing on past experiences and knowledge and even environmental cues to make decisions swiftly and effectively. Unlike rational analysis, which is more linear and methodical, intuition works through a rapid, holistic assessment of the situation at hand. And that's where we get that hunch or that gut feeling that something's either right or wrong before the conscious mind has fully processed the information. And the mysterious nature of intuition lies in its silent and instantaneous operation. That's what makes it such a powerful tool in the business owner's arsenal. I like to think of it as the brain's shortcut to making decisions that, well, might otherwise take much longer to rationalize. For example, when assessing the viability of maybe a new market or the sincerity of a potential partner, entrepreneurs frequently rely on their gut feelings to guide their choices. And let me clarify, I'm not recommending that you just leverage intuition alone and discard rational thought. What I'm saying is to balance the two. In other words, simply expand the bandwidth of what you have available in your toolkit. That said, honing your ability to trust your intuition in a business context begins with mindfulness and self-awareness. And if you don't currently rely on or utilize intuition regularly, then it'll take some time to develop, like any skill. And the way you can really strengthen this muscle is quite simple. You just begin paying attention to your feelings and reactions in various situations, and then you reflect on the outcomes of those situations. Now, what you'll see happening is usually patterns, right? As time progresses, you'll develop a mental archive of past decisions where intuition was a factor. So you may want to keep a journal. You may want to write these things down, because that intuition factor can be such a vital advantage in the psychology of building your business. It's worth the extra effort to really develop it as a skill. So that's when you really need it.
Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.
Now, secret number two, we'll call the alchemy of innovation. Because here's the thing, transforming challenges into opportunities really draws the parallel between the ancient alchemical pursuits of turning base metals into gold and the current entrepreneurial desires to turn business setbacks into successes. So Having that ability to really transmute difficulties into advantages can set a business apart, even in a highly competitive market, because at the heart of this this transformative process is psychological resilience, another mental muscle that helps knowledgeable entrepreneurs to weather those storms and emerge even stronger. It'll equip you with the mental and the emotional fortitude to face setbacks head on and to learn from them, and then to see those lessons and to pivot and innovate. But you can develop the skill to innovate and pivot effectively by cultivating an open and flexible mindset. And one of the best ways to do that is to always be questioning assumptions and change course when necessary. Now, this requires a blend of creativity, of creative thinking, and the courage to really venture into those uncharted territories. It's about seeing the immediate constraints and then imagining what could be, turning the base metals of current challenges into the goal of future success. And some insanely successful businesses have really, I would say, epitomized this process. Take Amazon, for example, right? This was a small tech company that began as a startup selling books online. And when faced with the potential of the internet, they pivoted, right? From just being a bookstore to becoming a global e-commerce and cloud computing giant. And their ability to really constantly innovate, from introducing revolutionary products to leveraging cloud computing, demonstrates that alchemical transformation of just leveraging market challenges to create new opportunities and dominate new and diverse industries. Now, we can see another example of this, this mindset in action with Airbnb, a company that started as a platform for renting air mattresses in living rooms. At the time, they were facing the challenge of the 2008 economic downturn, where businesses were closing left and right, really all across the country, but especially in California. Now, I lived in Los Angeles at the time, and it was then I sold my real estate company, and that was like at the end of 2007, fortunately about 6 months before things got really bad for our economy. But, you know, it wasn't bad for everyone, not for those who made the shift. I shifted from real estate into marketing and business consulting, and Airbnb shifted their business model into a global online marketplace for lodging and tourism experiences. And the moves that they made not only revolutionized the travel industry, but I would say it also turned their challenges into thriving opportunities. And the reason I cite these business examples is because we can see the mysterious yet practical nature of that entrepreneurial journey in action, where the right combination of mindset, of intuition, of strategy can turn the impossible challenges of the day into those golden opportunities of tomorrow. In essence, the alchemy of innovation is not just about the magic of transforming challenges, but also about the practical wisdom, the resilience, and the innovative spirit needed to make that transformation in your business a reality. Now, secret number three is the self-discovery in entrepreneurship. And what I'm referring to is the journey of personal growth and self-awareness that's, well, so intrinsic to the entrepreneurial experience. And I'm not just talking about the surface level build a business experience, which is fine. But I really want you to kind of look deeper into the internal transformation that I believe is unique to entrepreneurship and occurs as you navigate the myriad of challenges and triumphs along your path. It's one of those things that cannot be acquired any other way. Now, the reason I say that is because entrepreneurship is often likened to a journey of self-discovery, as it places you in situations that test your limits, test your beliefs, definitely test your abilities. And the process of creating and growing a business demands not just professional skills, but also a hard look into your values, your motivations, your personal strengths, and your weaknesses. And well, you may have already experienced that parts of this journey, they can lead to profound personal growth, because as an entrepreneur, you will frequently, if not every day, be required to really step outside that comfort zone to make uncomfortable decisions that you're not sure about and believe in a future that's sometimes very hard to envision. In fact, the mystical aspect of this journey tends to suggest that at least part of your success is a reflection of your inner state. There's a belief that many successful entrepreneurs hold, which says that the energy, the intent, and the consciousness that you bring into your work can profoundly influence the outcome of your business. And this perspective implies that virtues such as maybe integrity, resilience, and vision are not just personal attributes, but they're also embedded into the very fabric of your business itself. And if you're wondering, okay, how do I harness this dynamic? Well, many entrepreneurs engage in techniques for self-reflection, for introspection, to really foster, I would say, personal growth and by extension, business success. So in other words, you might want to consider practices like maybe journaling, maybe meditation or mindfulness. I mean, think about how the practices and the protocols that you can implement can actually become powerful tools for self-discovery. Journaling, concentrated thinking, these offer ideal ways to reflect on daily experiences and insights and reveal patterns and opportunities for growth. And just adding one or two of these protocols can help you better respond to business challenges with clarity and with insight. But you know, select what works best for you. And you may have to try a couple different things out to see what resonates. Now, secret number four is employing psychology as a strategy. It's here that we understand building a successful business transcends mere operational tactics and financial acumen. It fundamentally hinges on your psychological fortitude and on your mindset. Because here's the thing, at the core of this concept is the acknowledgement that the entrepreneurial journey is fraught with challenges and difficulties and setbacks, each one demanding not just strategic responses, but also profound psychological stamina. Now, entrepreneurs, we routinely grapple with things like self-doubt, with fear of failure, and of course, the immense pressure to succeed. And this can really be a test of your mental and emotional strength as much as your business know-how. And oftentimes, these psychological hurdles, well, they make or break your entrepreneurial journey. That's why fostering a mindset that doesn't see setbacks as insurmountable obstacles, but as stepping stones, that's why it's so vital to your future success. In fact, the term growth mindset, which was coined by psychologist Carol Dweck of Stanford University, is central to this strategy because it really encapsulates the belief that your abilities and your intelligence, they can be developed over time through dedication, through hard work. And this perspective breeds a love for learning. And entrepreneurs with a growth mindset are more likely to persevere in the face of difficulties. And I think it's important to remember that you can choose to innovate in response to challenges, just as you can see failure as valuable learning opportunities rather than as shortcomings or situations of permanence. And like, I get it. I realize that this might be a more holistic approach to entrepreneurship than maybe what you've been exposed to in the past. But the reason it's effective and what I like about it is the way it really combines the psychological insight with business strategy. And by making the decision to really strengthen your mental muscles, and I would say to cultivate the psychological toolkit of sorts that we're discussing here, you can more easily navigate the complexities of building and sustaining a successful business long term. Now, let's talk about the power of intention, because when it comes to business goals, that's secret number five. And it's here that we'll explore how setting clear intentions and visualizing success can create powerful mental frameworks in your mind that are designed to help you make consistent forward progress towards your goals. Because it's amazing, I would say, how once you decide what you want, you set a clear intention to achieve that, and it becomes a desire. It becomes so much more easier to turn those desires into a reality. So setting intentions in the business context goes beyond mere goal setting. It involves a deeper commitment to the desired outcomes, and you want to really infuse that with purpose and with meaning. In other words, the process starts with clarifying what you truly want to achieve, not just in financial terms, but also an impact and legacy that you wish to create. And this clarity of vision acts as a guiding star to really help you stay aligned with your core objectives and your values. Now, the mystical aspect of this concept suggests that when intentions are set with conviction, with clarity, they emit a powerful energy that attracts the necessary resources and opportunities and connections to fulfill those intentions. Now, I don't know if that's actually how it works, and I personally tend to see this as more of a practical application in the way that goals and setting clear goals can influence decision-making, focus your efforts, activate your intuition, and inspire persistence. But whether you view this as something mystical or, like me, you just consider this a practical tool that works more than not, there are steps that you want to take if you desire to implement this. And what I mean by that is to set powerful intentions, start with a visioning process. Imagine in vivid detail the future that you want to create. And this involves not just thinking about the end goals, but also emotionally connecting with them, feeling the success has already been achieved. Other techniques include, you know, creating vision boards, writing detailed descriptions of your desired future, and activities that really help solidify your intentions and make them more tangible. Now, in a recent documentary, this was on Netflix, covering the life of Arnold Schwarzenegger, he actually shared that he used to visualize on a regular basis that he was standing on the stage of the Olympia, winning first place, hearing people chant his name. And, you know, that's just one of hundreds of examples that you can pull from. But maintaining focus and motivation is crucial in this process. Psychological strategies and protocols help sustain and drive your enthusiasm, which is what you really need as an entrepreneur who is working to achieve significant goals. So by setting clear, purpose-driven intentions and employing effective mental strategies, you not only direct your own path with greater conviction, but you also, I would say, it forces you to get clear on what you want to achieve, right? How you're going to do it. And when you combine that with the exercise of mentally visualizing your accomplishments, it tends to really bolster and provide you with that extra motivation to keep going when times get tough. Now, secret number six is one that I still haven't figured out exactly how it works, but there does seem to be something there. And I think it's worth a deeper look. And what I'm referring to are synchronicities in business connections. And I find this such an intriguing concept because synchronicities are, well, they're basically meaningful coincidences that often play a pivotal role in the formation of business relationships and the emergence of opportunities. And while there are plenty of coincidences that can just be ascribed, you can throw those out to just randomness, I'm talking about those specific times where things just seem to be aligned in such a way that people, that events, that situations, they come together in an almost predestined manner, creating opportunities for growth and collaboration. And what's more is that there are several research institutions and universities that are studying synchronicities at a much more scientific and granular level. But the idea of utilizing synchronicity in business, well, that's nothing new. Because many highly successful entrepreneurs have been very open, very vocal about this and how they have discussed the way they work to really align their intentions with their core values and their purposes. And they say that when everything comes together, they often encounter individuals and opportunities that resonate with their goals and with their visions. And while they often occur, I would say, unexpectedly, they can lead to partnerships and collaborations that are profoundly impactful and aligned with that entrepreneur's path. And while I don't think anyone really precisely knows how this phenomenon works, we do know that it involves a degree of trust and the belief that there is a greater order, a greater logic at play, even when it's not immediately apparent. And it might just be one of those things where I would say a more openness mindset. Those that have that are more apt to explore these opportunities and these relationships than they might have not considered maybe otherwise. And when you combine that with intuition that you've developed and the experience that you've gained over time as an entrepreneur, it's not surprising that these combinations of skills and knowledge can frequently lead you in the right direction. And at the very least, I would say it's worth an exploratory look. And if you want to test this theory out, here's the thing. I recommend that maybe you keep track of it, right? Record some of the synchronicities that you encounter. Make notes about when these occur. They've got to be meaningful coincidences. And in so doing, you should start to see some patterns that will develop. And it's much like developing the skill of intuition, which ideally will serve you in the future, especially when making decisions and aligning the purpose-driven goals of your business and those objectives with your overall entrepreneurial goals.
Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, what you just listened to was a podcast version of this week's YouTube video. So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.